As moderator and co-planner with Alan Wallace, I had been responsible for choosing and inviting the participants. The trick was partly in balancing the right mix of old friends and new acquaintances, as well as being sure the right scientific bases were covered for a lively dialogue. After landing in New Delhi, we boarded a bus, beginning our pilgrimage to Dharamsala, the Himalayan hill town where the Dalai Lama lives. Dharamsala is where the Tibetan government has set up its headquarters in exile. On the edge of town, atop a small hill, the Dalai Lama lives in a walled compound guarded by soldiers from the Indian Army. Monday morning, a nervous anticipation filled the air in the large hall as we awaited the arrival of the Dalai Lama. A murmur swept the room, as it would each day when the Dalai Lama entered the hall. Adam Engel, the chairman of the Mind and Life Institute, had escorted the Dalai Lama into the room. The Dalai Lama sat in a large armchair with Alan Wallace and Thubten Jinpa, his two interpreters for the occasion, seated just to his left. As the Dalai Lama settled into his chair, I began the session. Your Holiness, I am so happy to welcome you to this 8th Mind and Life Conference. As you requested, the topic this time is destructive emotions. There is no question that destructive emotions are a great cause of suffering, not just at this gross level, but in subtle ways for all of us. Our purpose here this week is to explore the nature of those emotions, why they become destructive, and what we can do about it. We have three goals. One is to inform. In a sense, these conferences really began as a tutorial for you because of your own interest in science. We have assembled a scientific feast, and we present it to you as an offering. The second goal is that of a dialogue. We understand that Buddhism has really thought about these issues far longer and more deeply than the West, and we have much to learn about them from Buddhism. The third goal is to collaborate, to engage intellectually and see together where our ideas will bring us. I then turned the day and my chair at the Dalai Lama's side over to Alan Wallace, who on this occasion was wearing two hats, that of philosophical coordinator as well as interpreter.